This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, one of my favorite managers I've ever had the opportunity of playing for, Donnie Baseball. Don Mattingly joins us on the Gwynn and Chris Show. Don, how are you doing today?
Good, fellas. Hey, I appreciate that, Tony. I love that. You want to be a guy that guys like playing for.
I think you fit into that box very well. I want to talk a little bit about your ball club. You guys are playing some good baseball. Won 9 of your last 13. What have you seen go right for this ball club in these last 13 games?
As much as anything, you know, all year long our pitching's been pretty solid and given us a chance to win games. Had trouble scoring runs early. And then that pitching almost went to another level there and been kind of keeping teams down and giving our offense a chance to get going. And we started getting some big hits. As much as anything, we started getting some big hits. The next thing you know, we're scoring and winning games. And you know how that goes with a team. Confidence, yeah. You know, just breeds confidence. And next thing you know, we're starting to put a little string together.
Don Mattingly is with us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. I have to kind of hold up a little bit when I say that because, Don, if Tony Gwynn Jr. says you're one of his favorite managers ever to play for, you're one of my favorite players ever to watch play. So I'm a little starstruck at the moment. I loved your career, and it's a great honor to have you on the show. So thanks for joining us. Talk a little bit about your career and how do you impart some of your stuff to this young team, or do you try and keep that stuff separate and play manager more than former player?
Well, number one, I appreciate the compliment, and I think you use everything, you know, in your career. You use experiences that you've went through in your playing career. It may be a time when you struggled. It may be a time that stuff was going on in your life. Depends what's going on with the players. But I think you try to use everything to put these guys in the best position. If you're seeing something offensively, a lot of times I'm going to try to work through the I'm working through the hitting coaches and the voices the same, so we're not getting all, you know, jumbled thought process for the guys. But you try to use everything that's kind of went on and use it to the best to help these guys.
Don, when in your playing career, you're one of the better hitters of your era. Rolling through that time. I'm sure you look out in today's game and see how much different the game is played. I think you and I had a conversation a couple years back ago. I think we were talking about the swing path and how there's nobody really with a flat path anymore and everybody's trying to get the ball in the air. What are the things that you try to talk to your guys about or the organization's philosophy, really, about hitting and what you guys are trying to do as a ball club offensively?
Yeah, I think our organization has been pretty solid with we're not necessarily a club that says we're going to try to get the ball in the air. And I'm not a guy that's against getting the ball in the air. I like our guys hitting homers. But I like the path that stays in the strike zone. And that's more of a flat path. And that doesn't mean you don't get the ball in the air to me. It's just a situation. You got to be able to put the ball in play.
Right.
And for me, I look at all the stuff that's went on over the last 3 or 4 years, when we start talking about getting the ball in the air, and you feel like that same group of guys that's saying, hey, we got to get this ball in the air. You got to get that, you know, we got to elevate. And then they walk into the other room and they talk to the pitchers and say, hey, throw the ball up because nobody can hit the ball up when they're trying to hit it.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's the same group that's trying to do both things. Right. And it's hard to have it both ways. So in general, we're looking for guys really that can absolutely just hit first. And trying to find those guys that have always hit. We feel like those guys will develop power. We play in a big ballpark. We're going to be trying to find speed and guys that are athletic and be able to play to our ballpark. But we don't mind the homers, but we feel like we got to find some guys that can just flat out hit first, and the power will come with that.
Don Mattingly was a guy who could flat out hit. There's no question about that, as Tony said. And also the power came, because I think you're still in the record books, Don. Home run in 8 consecutive games at one point during your career. That was a bit of an oddity to the way you swung it and won your batting titles, but you had your power stroke from time to time. Do any of these guys remember anything about the 1980s, 1990s New York Yankees? Or is it like talking Greek to them when you go back and and talk about, you know, Steinbrenner and all the stuff that you went through?
They know about the Yankees, that's for sure, and they know about Steinbrenner. I try not to ever bring my past up as a player, and players are smart too, right? They're going to Google you. So I figured, hey, let them find out on their own. In general, you know, I think they relate to baseball. And if you can relate to them, because I've never forgotten how it felt to be going 0-15. The times change and the game is a little different. But the one thing that stays constant is that player's mindset. When he's going bad, he's feeling bad. And you got to try to relate to that and get to that understanding. So I don't want to forget the feelings and never want to, you know, get into the conversation with guys about all the good old days, because those days are gone and it's not coming back, to be quite honest with you. So we got to relate with them and just get them to be the best players they can be.
I think those out there listening right now, you just got the secret for what makes a player enjoy playing for a manager. Not Don simply saying that he hasn't forgot where, you know, what that feels like to be 0-15. Oh, that means a whole lot to those guys in that locker room. Don, I want to ask you a little bit about...
Although I'm surprised he knows how it feels to go 0-15, because I bet it didn't happen too often. I got to be honest.
It happens. Trust me, it happens to everybody.
It happened.
Don, I want to ask you a little bit about Derek Jeter. It's hard for me not to look out on the field watching you guys play this year, whether it's at home and you guys are missing the big orange, I don't know what you called that thing, out in left center, and there's just more of a Yankee feel to what's going on. You guys have gotten rid of all the bright colors in the uniforms. What kind of impact has Derek Jeter had in his organization so far?
I think a huge impact, T. Derek knows what he wants. He's said from the beginning he's committed to this club and building it from the ground up. He stayed true to everything that he's talked about, you know, spending money in international, building our minor league system. He's, you know, Derek's straight up, and he expects us to play the game the way it's supposed to be played, play hard every day, and he don't want to hear about we're not supposed to win, right? And I agree with that. You got to go out and play to win every day. You have to have a little patience with where you're at. But Derek's been solid, and it is a little bit of a Yankee feel, to be quite honest with you. And even him, I remember one day he said to me, he goes, you know, I feel, you know, it feels like, you know, everybody's like, oh, we're going to do everything the Yankee way. I'm like, gee, it's not so bad, right? It's work.
Right.
And why you want to just feel bad about that, right? That's what he knows. That's how he grew up, you know, the way the Yankees do it in the minor leagues and things like that. And you have to change with the times, that's for sure. But that basic foundation of work and attention to detail throughout your organization is gonna stand the test of time, and Derek is solid with that.
Well, Don, we certainly appreciate you lending us your time and coming on the show today. I'm gonna try to get down there and see you before this series is over. But if I don't get to see you, good luck the rest of the way. And again, thanks for coming on.
All right, guys, I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.